Blog Talk Radio.
Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are. And I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm Idiot in Chief. And your host tonight for the next 2 hours, it's Free Ball Friday. That means I'm not wearing any underpants. Doesn't mean that I'm naked yet. But I am wearing pants with no underpants. Hence, free ballin'. And I have a song about it that I'm going to play for you right after I welcome my special guest tonight, the lovely, the talented Ruby Candy. Hey, Ruby.
Hey, straight husband.
Yes, I am Ruby's heterosexual love toy.
Yes, very much so, very much so.
And how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm good, I'm good. You know, a friend of mine, like, I have a few people that's going to call in, a friend of mine who's just like, free balling is like, we don't have any underwear. I said, no, I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he's talking about just like free balling. Like, it's just a show. I don't think that.
No, I wrote a song about it. Want to hear the song real quick?
Huh?
I'm going to play the song for you right now, whether you like it or not. It's a song I play only on Friday. Free Ballin', the official theme song. Here it is.
All right, from the top, Free Ballin'. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Yeah, that was it. It's free balling. That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh,
just
my God, Vince.
It makes it easier to pitch a tent when you got a boner in your pants. It makes it more obvious, too.
I thought boxers do that, too.
Boxers? Yeah, but boxers helps inhibit it a little bit more. But if you have no boxers, then it's just you and your pantalones.
Okay, I free ball all the time, so.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't mean anything for girls. Like, if anything, girls should just go braless on Friday or something. But you got those little B cup titties, so it doesn't matter if you go braless either.
No, it doesn't. Hey, I can't. Hey, you know
what?
I can't help it.
Let those puppies out. Let them free. Let the girls. Rome.
Hey, if my cousin Stephanie calls in, yeah, they all have like the big double D boobs and
we should fire up the tiny chat then. I'm gonna fire up the tiny chat then.
Yeah, I'm still stuck in the training bra stages and shit, so, but it's all good.
No, I've seen what you got, sister. You're packing a little something there. It's good.
Yeah,
nice, slim, fit little body. You have nothing to be ashamed of, let me tell you.
Yeah. My homeboy said my nipples are bigger than my boobs.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, it doesn't. It doesn't. That's all you're sucking on anyway. It's a nipple.
Sexy.
So what's
no,
the,
I've
what's
seen
the
it. They're sexy. They're fine. There's nothing wrong there.
Yeah. More than a handful, it's too much.
So I've been following your Twitter lately, and I noticed that it sounds like you're longing for a lover. Is this true?
No. Why do you say that?
Are you not being serviced enough?
Oh, I'm good. I mean, hey, I'm good. It is what it is. I mean, I just speak my mind. Like when I'm doing something, I just sometimes it'll be the funny shit. Sometimes it just be the serious stuff.
Right. That's all good. Tonight I am. Oh, yeah, I got a little feedback party going on over here. Okay. I have a beverage I'm drinking tonight.
I do.
Last night, because of St. Patrick's Day, I decided that I would drink, and I had a Jack and Coke last night, a big Jack and Coke, the equivalent of like 3 or 4 Jack and Cokes in one. And tonight, I've gone with the White Russian. I'm doing the Big Lebowski thing, smoking dope and drinking White Russians.
See, I'm smoking dope, too, and got a wine cooler.
So you're right along with me. This is perfect. This is great. You know what? I should load up some movie quotes, and we'll have some good fun. Oh, actually, you ever heard of this movie? You ever seen Black Dynamite?
Yes.
Is that not the best movie ever?
Yeah, it's good.
I recently saw it a couple months ago, and I watched it, and then I didn't realize that it came out just like a couple of years ago. But I thought it was like I seriously thought it was from the 70s. Until halfway through, Tommy Davidson showed up in it. And I was like, okay, this is like they're messing around.
You thought it was from the 70s.
For a second, yeah, I did. Because that's what they were going for, right? They were trying to, have fun with that. All right, here, I'm going to take a break. Here's a clip from Black Dynamite. If you've never heard it, it's fucking hilarious. This is a scene called Little Dick.
You ain't had no
way.
Go on, what did you just say? You said, melt in your mouth. Quick! What else melts in your mouth?
M&M!
Exactly. And not in your hand.
Okay.
And who makes M&M's?
The white man. Yo, Dick. Mars Candy Company makes it.
Those white men. Mars. Is also the Roman god of war.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who is the Greek
god of war?
Ares.
Ah.
Now, you take Mars and spell it backwards. Drop the S.
What is this? Ram. That's right. And Ram is the astrological sign for Ares. Now then, Ares' half sister is Athena.
Now you get this.
Whoa. Athena,
which is the capital of Greece. And as we all know, zodiacal astronomy was created by the Greeks in
785 BC.
And 785 is the area code of Topeka. Oh, my God.
785 is the area code to Topeka, Kansas.
Cold Kansas.
Now you take that, spell it backwards, drop the S.
What's that? Snake. Yeah!
And brothers, who is the Greek demigod of medicine who believed that snakes' tongues had mystical healing power?
Asclepius, of course. He had a staff with snakes intertwining all around that bitch. They call it Asclepius' staff. It's a symbol the medical field uses to this day.
I've seen it. Now, what legend involving snakes is in both Greek and Roman mythology? Come on. It involves Asclepius' own father.
Apollo.
Yeah, thanks, lady.
That's right. Apollo slew the serpent at Delphi, which was a big-ass snake.
And what, brothers, is the biggest snake in the world?
The South American anaconda.
What'd she say?
Anaconda malt liquor.
And what is the slogan for anaconda malt liquor? Anaconda malt liquor gives you whoop, gives you what? Whoop. And who else is famous for whoop?
Richard!
Who?
Little Richard!
So, what they really saying is,
Anaconda Malt Liquor gives you
Little Richard. What is another word for Richard?
Anaconda Malt Liquor gives you a little dick.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
With Vince in the Bay. Check me out on blogtalkradio.com. It's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And if you want to join me on the air, again, that number, 347-826-7667. My special guest tonight, Sexy Ruby Candy. Sexy Ruby Candy, of course, has her own program here on Blog Talk Radio. And Ruby, do you want to tell us about that real quick?
Oh, it's crazy. It's like Disorderly Conduct, but a little more freakier.
Oh, wow. I love it already.
Yeah. a little more freakier, and it's fun. It's on blogtalkradio.com/RubySexyCandy. So, yeah.
You are some sexy candy, let me tell you. Things I would do with you. Where are you located exactly in the country?
Look at
not
you!
On,
I'm in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Oh. You know what? I'm going to have to make a trip out to Oklahoma and do a live broadcast with you one of these times.
Yeah. We're going to have to do that. We're going to have to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Either well, I'm going to come to you.
Oh, please, anytime. I'm in the Bay, and Mikasa is Tsukasa, sister. And you just let me know.
Well, and I don't ask for too much. Just have me some bud. Yeah,
oh,
just have
cute.
Me some bud.
I will take
and
you on a tour.
I'll take you on a naked booty tour.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Yeah, there is such an do they have medical marijuana laws passed in Oklahoma?
No, not that I know of, but I know that I went and got a prescription for it.
But it's because I'm from Texas.
There's
a lot of states, more and more states are doing it. Obviously, California was on the forefront of it, and they continue to be there. Although the cities now, the municipalities are cracking down and trying to tax and regulate, and it's getting kind of sticky right now. But you know what?
They wasn't gonna legalize weed without tax.
Hell yeah, that's the whole point. I mean, they're gonna make money on it either way, whether they make it illegal or not. They're making money on it. They're gonna make sure of it.
Yeah, just grow your own shit.
Yeah, I should. If I wasn't such a fucking lazy stoner, I would. All right, so we got some people here holding on the line patiently. Let's take a call here from the 267 area code. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey there. Who's this?
This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hey, Candy.
Ooh, Samantha. How...
Miss Sexy Porno Star
bit,
Samantha.
She's
I am
a porno
not.
Star. Maybe I've seen your work. Maybe Samantha, what? I might have seen your work.
It's no work. I'm not a porno star.
Oh, yet?
No. I'm not.
Do you? Okay, let's put it this way. Do you perform like a porno star?
I don't know.
Well, somehow this reputation precedes you.
Look at the voice. The voice, and if you see her, she got them porno star titties and the hair.
What? I didn't see no titties. Oh. Where are the titties? Show me the titties. Can I see the titties? I have to verify
that. She got the voice. She definitely got the voice. She got the look. She got the boobs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She could. It's just certain stuff that, you know, we probably couldn't see off in the porno when she does it. But.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Candy.
Oh, yeah.
She just won't give me none, so you won't see any kind of girl-on-girl action.
That's fine, as long as I can see something. As long as I can see some girl-on-Vince action, that's all that matters.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes.
Are you on, Samantha, first of all, are you on Twitter?
No.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
All right. Are you friends with Ruby Sexy Candy?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna be your new. I'm gonna be your new internet stalker boyfriend.
Yeah. She's
all right. Let's
pretty
take another
cool.
call here. We got a area code 574 holding. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
That's not me.
That is
you. This is you. Area code 574. What's your name and what's on your mind?
Oh, my name's...
Look at him. Hey, don't maybe have to put your name out there.
Oh, you got to have to figure my name out.
Nah.
I'm gonna call you Pedro. Is that cool?
Pedro. Yeah, we're gonna call him Pedro. Hola,
hey, Pedro.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Muy bien, papi. ¿Me quiero coger?
So how about English?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
That was a Spanish translation for all our Spanish lingo. Seriously, we are transmitting live via satellite all over the globe and on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/Vincent Bay. And every once in a while, we have to translate for our listeners in South America.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Oh, wow.
And this hour, we want to give a shout out this hour to our affiliate KZXY in Santiago, Chile, for tuning in tonight. This is for you.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
El hombre.
And moving on. So
moving on.
Adios. What else is going on? So are you free balling tonight? The program tonight is called Free Ball
Friday.
Yeah,
Samantha, are you wearing any panties? I hope you don't have any panties on.
No, actually, I stripped down when I heard that the show was going to be called Free Balling.
That's what's up.
There you go. No, we didn't mean get stripped down naked.
Yeah,
you're
just supposed to have
underpants.
Like...
You still wear your pants, but just with no underpants. So if, like, you're pitching a tent, you get a boner, it's kind of like really show
through.
You feel comfortable? Don't we all? Don't we all? Because, I mean, that's all I have on is a T-shirt anyway, so it's all good.
Show your tent! 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 Show your tent!
Okay, okay, okay. Hold on. Here I go. Here I go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Did you see?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Oh man! You see that audience? You see the studio audience? See what the studio audience thinks. The studio audience, what'd you think of those boobies?
Fuck you, bitch! Fuck you, bitch! Fuck you, bitch!
Sorry.
Fuck you, bitch! Fuck you, bitch! Fuck you, bitch!
Fucking bunch of dickheads. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Ruby,
fucking dickhead.
That's what I'm calling for.
Sound like Jerry Springer.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
So where are you calling from?
I can't control them. I can't control them. I just do the show. The audience is on their own. I don't train them. I don't give them like an applause sign to tell them when to
maybe
laugh.
Maybe if you start
applause.
Giving out free cars like Oprah, they'll start respecting you.
Yeah.
Well,
we do give out free
sure
stuff on the show. I do give
car.
Out. I will give out a free giveaway later in the program, but that's we're gonna wait till the second hour to do that.
Okay, because I need a brand new bullet.
Oh, I'll take care of that, sister. No problem. we'll negotiate that off air. If you're just joining the fun, it's Vincent LeMay Free Ball Friday. I'm with Ruby Sexy Candy and. We're taking calls all night tonight for the next hour and a half. I've just finished my first White Russian, and I sucked down
Russian.
A little cocktail. I made a little salad tonight. I had a couple of different strains that night.
Yes.
What?
He is
wasted. Yeah, anyways.
He's wasted. He's white boy wasted, and I'm almost white girl wasted.
I'm white boy wasted, and she's almost white girl wasted. And coming up later, I'm going to be black dude wasted. That'd be fucking awesome. That's the second hour.
Yeah, we're
going to take plenty of calls. The number 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent LeMay, hanging out with the lovely and beautiful Ruby Sexy Candy, who you can also catch here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to take a little brickety break here, and this is going to go out to my beautiful co-host, who I was teasing her about her boobies, and I know my stupid idiot studio audience didn't respect
hey,
you, but you know
good.
What? This is out to you and your boobies. This goes to Ruby Sexy Candy and her little B-cup little boobies, in which the areolas completely encompass the entire boob. I don't care. I think she's sexy and hot, and I wouldn't change a thing about it, about her or her boobies. And this goes out to you, Ruby Sexy Candy, and your boobies. I'll be right back.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay back here with you. My special guest this Free Ball Friday is the lovely and talented Sexy Ruby Candy.
Yes, and I love that song. That's like one of my most favorites. You guys, see, y'all need to learn something. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that will give up the pussy quick. Y'all just got to know what to do and what to play.
That's right. Anything for you. That's the thing, though, is I think I didn't even do that purposely. I think you and I are just in tune with each other sort of spiritually. I think we're in sync somehow. I can't really explain it, but we're
in tune with each other. I thought you were my straight husband.
Yeah. Like, thank you so much for coming on the program tonight. Yes, this is a great little treat, a special little surprise for Free Ball Friday to have such a sexy co-host for the evening.
Because, I mean, everything is free-balling over here. Ovaries, pussy piercing, boobs, everything. So it's all good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I thumbs up. Three thumbs up. That's two thumbs and a boner.
Good.
Winning.
All right, let's take another call. I got a 912 area code on the air. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, hello. Who's that?
Hi, Miss Ruby.
Hi.
You know who this is?
It sounds familiar. I don't want to. I want to say Georgette.
Yes, it is.
Georgette, hello.
Yes.
This is Miss Georgia. How you doing?
Hi, Georgia.
Georgia. We're doing much better than other girls.
She's another one. She's another sexy one, too. Yeah, she is. Her and Samantha, yeah.
Oh, I got all three of you to myself tonight. This is fantastic. I couldn't ask for a better Free Ball Friday.
I know it.
We might
have
too much for you.
I started up a private chat group, and Facebook, and it's private, and it's like almost 200 women off in there, just nothing but women, and one guy off limits.
Oh, you gotta hook me up. I want to get in on that.
It's nothing but women. Yeah, and one guy off limits because, you know, he don't like us. So, you know, he likes the same thing the rest of them ladies like.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So how you doing, Miss Georgia?
Oh, my gosh. I'm, doing okay. I'm just tired.
See, I hear a guy in the background. Am I tripping? Am I that high?
No, it's somebody in the background talking.
Is it me?
Oh, see,
maybe,
I see,
maybe.
See,
something's
I'm a man,
going on in the
man.
Background.
I wasn't finna go to that wee man no more. I'm telling you.
That's what's great about California is you don't have to worry about getting sketchy weed anymore. You go to a legitimate establishment, and if their weed sucks, the word gets around.
Oh, this is what I wanted to ask. You know how most women. You know how most women, you know, like their favorite position when you ask them what their favorite position is? It's doggy style, right?
Yeah,
why do they
Candy,
like
I
to
know
be...
you like your doggy style.
Shut up. So why do they like...
Candy,
so why do they like it doggy style? But, I mean, they like to fuck
who,
like a dog, but don't want to be called a bitch.
Where did he come from?
I don't know where he came from.
I don't like to be called that, but that's not my favorite position.
What's your favorite
thing
position?
My riding.
See, you know who it is. Don't act crazy.
No, hold on. Speak again.
I don't. I have no idea. You talk randomly. How am I supposed to know? Just identify yourself, dude.
Yeah, well, hold on. What's the area code?
Say who you are. Let's see. I have three people unmuted right now. I have you, and I have a 912 and a 574.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
Yeah, I know you knew who it was. Candy, why are you acting crazy?
What do you say? No.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls.
bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Right, because he wasn't even talking the first time. He wasn't talking. That wasn't him talking.
I don't remember bringing a guy on the program yet tonight.
No,
I
you brought him in before we went to the break. You brought him in before
I introduced
we went.
Was there a guy on before? Did I miss? Am I that fucking
yes,
stoned?
Yes, that was
right?
The guy.
Yeah, I heard a guy.
Yes,
was
that
there
was guy
the guy
on the
guy on the show
before.
Already?
Well, yeah, he was on,
about,
but then
no,
I was just like,
about,
I know who this is.
Well,
and he
Charlie
was like,
Sheen
no.
was on the show.
Winning.
Charlie Sheen's on the show.
Oh, man, that's
is
my
that,
that's
yeah.
my dog. Hey,
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Hey, I'm sorry, but if I used to get white girl fucked up like I used to be, hell yeah, I'd be snorting that shit with him, too.
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Goodbye.
Yeah,
hey,
say
everybody,
something.
It's Lady Slugga, Melinda Matilda Blankets, and the great Satan in the chat room.
What'd you say?
5 minutes ago, you say something.
I did say something. Well, hey, okay, well, if neither one of y'all don't want to speak, then how about y'all just be quiet?
Oh, I got something that's been on my mind.
Winning.
What's on well, hold on. Give us a minute and let's hear what this lady has to say in the chat room. Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, let me go first.
Yeah, go ahead. Hello?
Go ahead, Vince. You said you was going to let us know what she said, what she had to say in the chat room.
Oh, Pirate Swoop came in, swooped in. And told everybody they have to go over and troll somebody else. That's not cool. No, I was saying what's up in the chat room to Lady Slugga, Matilda Blankets, and the Great Satan.
Hi, Lady Slugga. I can solve all your problems.
What's her problem?
Huh?
What, she has problems? What's the problem? What's the matter?
Lady Slugga, eating ain't cheating.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah.
Ruby, you always saying
it's been a while since I've eaten some good pussy.
And me too. It, you know what? It's been a moment, and I'm really going through withdrawals. For real. I'm going through withdrawals. I just need something clean shaven that doesn't growl at me and look like something that came out of a zoo.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Candy, call me. You got my number.
What? You don't have no pussy between your legs. Now,
but I can find
you. No, I want to find it myself. Hey, I don't have to find it. I already know where it's at. But hey, patience is a virtue. Because whenever I do get to hey, huh?
When your next show is?
Tomorrow.
Because I need to get on your show and just.
Go buck wild. Oh. You can go buck wild here. It's just sister.
Yeah, go ahead. Go
this
ahead.
What
you got to talk
about?
About.
I think I have Ruby Sexy Candy here.
You just got to talk. You want to talk? Well, talk then. Talk. Hey, you
yeah,
talk and
tough?
I use
what's
my bullet.
Mind? This program is open format. It's like whatever's on your mind, sister. Let it
Ruby,
out.
Ruby, I'm going to get you. You watch.
Hey,
never,
I ain't
ever,
too
ever,
hard
ever.
To find.
Do what?
I said I ain't too hard to find.
I'm pretty sure not with Miss Georgie, anyways.
I know it. Hell no. Nah. Just let me know where to meet you. I got GPS.
Oh, I'm sure we all do. Somebody have GPS in this crap. Bad Miss Ruby.
Mm-mm-mm. See, look what you done started, Vince.
Yeah, it's turning into the Ruby Sexy Candy sideshow.
Yes.
I'm totally down with it, though. I
and
love
it.
Like
candy
love,
shop.
It, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The candy shop. The candy shop is open now, kids. Vince and the Bay.
Yes, it's turning into
the
candy shop.
Vince and the Bay takeover.
Yes. Nah. Hey, Georgia, have you went to the group?
No, I have not.
I added you to the group.
All right, then.
No, I added you when I first started it.
And what's the group? What's the group called?
Sweets and Treats. Sweets and Treats in the candy shop.
Is this on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a private chat.
Because I know Black Dre got Mayor X, XXX or something like that. And you smell freaky. Oh, my God.
I'm in something like that too. And like this one chat group that I went to, and I just popped in, like the picture popped up, and it was like this big ass man dingo. I had to get out that shit because that I would have sued his ass seriously for. Hey, I would have sued him for negligence, for damaging precious property.
I mean, he was like, if you can't skeet. No, he was like, I like a girl who nut, but he was like, I like it better when she skeet. And I was like, he had to say all of it. He could have kept it all to himself. But I mean,
I do too.
I know,
I like
right?
It when they,
that's
I like it when
crazy.
They skeet too. I like it when they skeet too. Because I know I do, but yeah. I don't really skeet because I just run like
is.
Water.
I like boobies, I like booty, and I like my pee-pee inside of such objects. And I also like some vagina, and that's just how I like it because that's what I do. I like stuff like that. And I'm gonna take a break here and be back here with the ladies. Thank you, ladies, for joining me tonight. It's a pleasure to entertain you and be entertained by you, and to pleasure you and to be pleasured by you. And we'll continue this pleasure fest. In just a moment, I'll be right back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mac Treacy. I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? I'm back. Boy, where y'all been? I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first day. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover rock. Will you the bump while you side through the parking lot? After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutchins just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, M to the D from the R-O-M-P, Bo Philly. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after 5 in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
and
you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15 knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat. I'm gon' pack it. Dough, I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene. Always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your niggity, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with kibbles and zips. Big face, $100 bills got me. Straight face, gunning for the steel. I'm running with the peel, going for two. With the double R crew, doing what I do.
I do what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Mac D-R-E Bionic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stank like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio turning blunts into Jubels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are when we ride. It's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy, and bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
bitch,
do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't
are tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Hey, Vince in the Bay, back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. It's raining outside, it's moist outside, and I'm moist on the inside of my pants. I have a little pre-cum going on because I have the lovely Ruby Sexy Candy here with me tonight as my guest host. Ruby, what's on your mind now tonight?
Miss Georgette says she was going to call back in because she had to, she was going to go take a shower real quick.
Oh, why can't you take a shower with her?
I know. When she said that, that's what I was thinking in my head.
I hope she filmed it and it's going to post it for us somewhere.
I know it. That'll brighten up my day. And big ups to my sexy, sexy, beautiful co-host, Miss Queen, that's listening in the 414 number.
Oh, she's here right now. Let's bring her on. Is that you? Is that her?
Liz, 414?
You're on here, 414.
I'm here.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
Wow, sexy. Wait, how do you spell that again?
Queen.
Queen? Queen what?
She's just queen.
Queen. Oh, she's just
queen.
Not even
Dutch. Yeah,
queen.
I always
she's
put shit
queen.
In front of, like, beautiful, sexy, jazzy.
Queen.
Fat cooch, you know, just whatever.
Hey,
whatever I'm
me.
Feeling that day.
Hey, that's all good in the hood. Let's bring on another caller here. I have another person to bring on, a 111. Go ahead. You're on the air.
111?
It is.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's me, Vinny.
Hey. Yeah, hey, bro. Who are you?
Vinny's brother, Miguel.
You're Miguel. Miguel. Hey, what's up, Miguel?
Miguel Murphy. Now, you remember me?
I think you called into the show the other night. Yeah, I do remember you. Nothing much. What's up with you, dude?
I'm too hot for this shit.
Yo, Vince, who's these girls you got on here, Vince?
Well, I have the lovely Ruby Sexy Candy and Queen. Queen, tell us a little bit about you. You're involved in Ruby's program, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do over
I'm
there?
Co-owner. She's co-owner of the candy shop / masquerade promotions. I got that shit right, and I'm fucked up.
Yes, she did. She got it right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
What size bra do you wear?
Oh. I know. I want to know that too. I've never asked that.
Oh my goodness.
Good one, Vince. Good one.
No, not so good. 40.
Okay. D. Okay, because we already know he's. Is it a 40D or a 40C?
D.
D.
Yeah.
40D. That's.
Yeah. You could tell because they look all plump.
Measurement. I've never heard of that. Is that. What does that mean? Does that mean it's just really
they're
round?
Big,
yeah, they're
just,
big and
just
round.
Means they're just big and juicy and yummy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I can go with that.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Bring it on, sister. So, do you have a Twitter or a Facebook or somewhere that I can stalk you?
Yes. Stalk me, look. You can follow me.
I mean follow you.
He can't stalk you on Facebook, but he can follow you on Twitter.
Right, exactly. Yes, I do. I have I'm Queen of Masquerade Promo on Facebook. And Masquerade is not spelled the proper way. It's Masquerade.
You can just leave a comment on my damn post.
And on Twitter, it's Queen Masquerade. Queen, Masquerade.
Perfect. Queen Masquerade.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm fucked up because
one
I didn't understand.
Time. Spell Masquerade one more time.
Masquerade.
Masquerade.
Mm-hmm. So I only dropped the E in there. That's all. There
cool.
was an E missing there. That's all.
Yes. Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
All right, I'm going to check you out. I'm going to follow you and then follow me
oh,
back.
Oh, yeah,
she's
light-skinned and beautiful.
I will follow
I don't care
back
about the color of her skin. All I care about is that she's got some booty and some boobies. And
it goes with
cute.
It. It goes with
cute,
it, but you can't.
She,
hey, but I can say, yeah.
Penis.
I can say, yeah, I met a dark-skinned female, but she was ugly as shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. All right, hey, let's take another call.
And then
here.
Look at him talking about right in the background.
Hey, lady. Geez, excuse me. Lady,
oh, no,
let's take a call. Here. I got a call from the 612 area code. You're on the air.
Vince, how's it going?
Hey, everybody. It's Cowpote, Dr. Cowpote. Welcome to the program tonight, Cowpote. I don't know if you're aware. Tonight, my special co-host tonight is Ruby Sexy Candy, and we also have Queen Masquerade with us right now.
Cool. How goes the battle?
The battle of what? The battle of who gets my cock first? Well, so far Ruby Sexy Candy is winning that battle. But I got to tell you, Queen Masquerade just showed up, and she's catching up really fast.
Sweet. Hey, I did a little, I'm going to put up a little YouTube video for my show. I did a little shout-out to your show.
Oh, really? You got to put the link into my chat so I can see it or send it to me.
Well, I haven't
Twitter.
Put it up yet. I'm gonna put it up tonight. I did a little 40-minute video of, you know, on my radio show, my Blog Talk Radio. I did a shout-out for you, Debbie Daly, The Ghost. You know, just certain shows that I listen to. I mean, you know.
Well, we got to get you to start listening to The Candy Shop then.
Well, I just did a quick little video, you know. Just put it up there real quick,
you got to get involved in the candy shop, bro. The candy shop took over my program about 5 minutes ago. You missed it.
Really?
Yeah.
The candy shop takeover for a second.
Yeah.
Did they troll your show?
Mm-hmm.
It's troll, whatever, takeover. I prefer takeover. When I have sexy women take over my program, I don't feel like it's trolling. I feel like it's
true.
Just
well, it's good trolling. It's good trolling. If there's bad trolling, there's good trolling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, if you want to call it trolling, whatever. I don't care. But, you know, if they're trolling, let them troll because I love it.
Happened to One Angry Jew? Whatever happened to him? I haven't heard about him lately.
Well, you haven't been listening to my program. He calls in almost every night.
I've listened to him a few times.
He did not call in last night. He was absent last night, but he either tunes in or calls in every night. He was here earlier, actually. You missed him.
He was in the chat room.
Actually, he's in the chat room right now. He's in the chat room right now, and he's saying something about you, actually. He's saying, this is whore. He called you a whore.
No, you tell him a slut. I'm not a whore, I'm a slut.
Uh-oh. He's a slut, Jew. He's a slut, not a whore.
I'm not a whore.
The One Angry Jew poses as the great Satan now.
I'm a whore. A slut's unpicky. Whores are, so I'm not picky. So.
Damn. Money's money,
wow.
Right? Money's money.
That's what I'm talking about.
Money's money.
You got to love him. All right, hey, guess what? Cowpote, it's your lucky night, Cowpote. Guess who's here?
Yeah. Who's here?
Your buddy, the One Angry Jew.
Oh, my God. Long time no hear, One Angry Jew. How the hell are you?
Stop sucking at the breast of Debbie Daly, my friend.
Oh, I got to do it once in a while.
Everybody seems to be doing it.
Well, I do it on occasion when I'm at the airport.
I'm not doing it. I'm not sucking your boobie. I'm just sucking your. I'm just licking her pussy.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll be replayed for the next 3 days. Calpo, who are you? Who have you figured out lately?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you figured out that I'm a famous person? I'll give you a hint.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know who actually figured it out was the cannabis
monk.
Don't
tell him. But I'm gonna give you a hint.
Vince, is there a 574 number on?
There is, but their hand is not raised. Okay.
I was just checking. Hey, if they don't, if they raise their hand, I was just wondering.
Oh, they should. I don't. Maybe they don't know. 574 area code. You're listening in. That's great. If you want to join the conversation, just press the number 1. That raises your hand and lets me know that you want to come on the air. And I have a ton of calls waiting to come on. People coming on right here at 10 o'clock. That's interesting. Folks, I started the show at 9 o'clock. I know in the past I've had my show at 10 p.m. I try to do it at 10 p.m., but I decided I want to push it back earlier. It's going to be at midnight Eastern now. Midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. I don't know what the fuck that is Central. You guys have to do the math. But
so 7 o'clock here. It's 12 o'clock right now here.
Well, yeah. He started because it was an hour when he started, so he started at 11, my time.
That's 11 Central, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 Central. There it is. All right. Okay. You know what?
We hear you in the background.
Simmer down. Now.
I know. You hear Simmer 5 times. We hear you.
Yeah. All right, so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay, Free Ball Friday, with my special guest tonight, Ruby Sexy Candy. She's the owner of the candy shop that you can find here on Blog Talk Radio. And, well, if she's not just the sexiest thing you've ever heard on Blog Talk Radio, well, then you just aren't listening close enough.
Hey, we can't forget the other CEO of the candy, the Masquerade Productions. Candy Shop Masquerade promotion. Yeah, we got the other one. She called in too. She was gonna take over this bitch
right.
Too.
Queen Masquerade is here as well.
Miss D Cup,
two ladies.
Sexy
one's
fucking.
They're both on my lap. There's room for both of you here, ladies. You don't have to fight. Relax. Plenty of love and there's plenty of Vince in the Bay to go around.
Hey, I told you. Hey, it ain't cheating. Hey, don't cheat on me. Cheat with me. 8:19.
There it is.
Were we just talking about that?
Yes, we was. Don't cheat on me, cheat with me. Hell, if you think the bitch is sexy, bring that motherfucker home.
Oh, yeah.
And then it ain't
cheating
because we both know.
Words to live by. All right, let's take another call here. I got somebody here from the 111. You're back on the air. What's up?
Who's
this?
111.
Private.
Hello.
111 means it's a black, it's a blocked number.
Oh, okay.
Private.
Hello.
Hello, 111. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
It's me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Carl.
Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or because. I think little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit right now. I've got some serious sexy shit going on right now with Ruby Sexy Candy and Queen Masquerade, so bother me about that later, dude.
Tim, did you walk the cats tonight? What the fuck?
Yeah, he came on your side of the bed.
They came on your side of the bed.
That's Carl. That's Carl. He's my cabana boy. He calls in every night, and he's just an attention whore. He just calls in and tries to. Yeah, that's all it is.
He tries to put you out there. You got cat piss on your bed.
Yeah, right.
You can't blame it on a woman skeeting this time.
Well, he wasn't trying to hear that today, huh? Not today.
Uh-oh, man.
Okay. Crazy. All right, taking more calls at 347-826-7667. It's Vincent Bay. We're kicking into overdrive here. Hour number 2 is underway. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay, and I'll be right back.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Loves Jesus. And America too. She's got big tits. Crazy about humping. She loves bareback. And a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Friday with yours truly tonight, my special guest of honor, Ruby Sexy Candy, and we also have Queen Masquerade both here with me for 45 more minutes. We're going to take calls, yeah. And we got people lined up here just dying to talk to you, ladies.
No, they're dying to talk to you.
No, they're not. No, they want to talk to you.
Vince, we got to get you to do. We got to get you to do a commercial for our show.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let me know. Sign me up. I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Yes.
All right. Let's bring on another good friend of the program here, Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey. What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bong head.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and One Angry Jew?
Are you kidding me? I've got Ruby Sexy Candy and Queen Master 8 here. Are you asking for the One Angry Jew? Are you gay? Are you in love with the One Angry Jew?
But that's one of the
fun things
that
what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Do you have a penis that is your penis working right now?
But functional. The fun thing of the show is tearing those two idiots apart. That's the fun part of the show.
All right, ladies, I apologize. This guy's got a boner, not for you, not for me, but for the one angry Jew.
Right,
so let's give him what he wants. One Angry Jew, you're on with Benjamin Solomon. Why is
one
he such
angry Jew
a
is
liar?
A 9/11 conspiracy theorist loser.
Show your tits, Jew.
Oh yeah, let's go to the tiny
actually,
chat.
Right now, Jew. Wait. Let's see. Queen has a 40D. I think that's almost as big as. I think technically you still have the biggest tits on the show right now.
Damn.
How big are they then?
Stop.
One Angry Jew is a 9/11 conspiracy theorist loser. When you learned that 9/11 was done by a Islamo fascist terrorist scumbag. When will you learn to
die? A one-eyed fucking Jew is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
What am?
Hey, one angry Jew. I challenge you to a debate on the Black Conservative Show. The very
Why are you so angry?
I can't respond to you unless you say it three times, Beanieman.
Well, I guess he ain't going to be responding.
We going to get a wish granted or something?
I know.
Yeah, they're both Jews, though. Benjamin Solomon is also a Jew, full disclosure. And so it's basically two angry Jews we have on right now.
And why are they so angry?
Yeah.
And there's also a third Jew that's not on right now that you're missing tonight, ladies. He might call back in. I don't know. Was he on earlier tonight? I can't even remember. The one happy Jew.
Oh, that was a happy one?
No, he hasn't called in yet. There's the big happy Jew. There's three Jews that call into the show on a regular basis. There's the one angry Jew. There's Benjamin Solomon, and then there's the big happy Jew. And right now you're having two. You're experiencing.
So which one has a camel? Which one has?
So we're experiencing the two angry Jews right now.
Right, right, and hopefully later the happy Jew will call in and calm everything down.
Hopefully, because why are they so angry? I would like.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a long, complicated story. Jude, do you want to answer that with a short, concise answer?
No.
Okay. Hey, it is what it is.
I didn't want to know that bad anyway.
I'm not asking him no more questions.
No.
but the great thing about Benjamin Solomon though is that you can always count on him at any moment and on a moment's notice. Ask him what the truth of the matter is and he'll tell you. Benjamin Solomon, tell me
what the truth of the matter is. Why are you so angry?
Well, anyway, first of all, unlike one angry Jew is a thought, I am a real hardcore Jew. One angry Jew is a 9/11 conspiracy theorist in that he wants to allow Iran to develop nuclear weapons.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Well, hey, the best thing
don't
to do is to admit that you have a
well.
Problem.
Hey, one angry Jew, don't forget to add loser in there as well. You're a troll, a liar, and a loser. And you fail miserably in your fight against the Black conservative. That's pathetic.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
Hold on, go back.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on, go back to it.
Wow. I'm lost. Woo.
I don't know what the black half of me wants to say right about now, but I'm just...
all idiots.
Right.
Damn.
These people are idiots.
Wow. Who idiots?
Who?
I'm sorry. I'm drinking a white
Russian.
You know
what? You
right
need
now.
To pass some of that
That's
anyway,
dope.
Because, dope. Because dope. My, wet, my happy medicine is going to wear off in a minute. So.
I think I need another happy medicine.
How you sound? Oh, I can't even roll up fast enough.
Yeah, it's all good. We're going to take a break from the Jews for a second, and let's check out what's going on with Fish Tank Shitters. Fish Tank Shitter, what's up, dude?
Yeah, what's going on,
man?
Oh, God, somebody that finally sounds decent. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, ladies?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing good. I didn't hear from Vince yet, though, man. What's going on, Vince?
Nothing much, dude. I'm on my second White Russian. I'm trying to download some Big Lebowski clips to play because I've smoked so much pot and drank enough White Russian to play the part.
I think you smoked enough and drank enough to tell us what you're doing in, like, the moment, but, like, how's shit going in general?
In general, shit's going great, man. I got two hot chicks on my radio show right now. And you're here, dude, basking in the glory with me.
I can feel the heat. I can feel the heat coming off of this show, man.
You can feel it? Hey, at first it was just heat between my legs, but shit, hey, it's coming out of everywhere now.
Red.
Yeah, no, I can, it's coming. It's coming all across the airways, girl. I can feel it too.
Burning up.
Yes, burning up.
I came like three times already.
Who are you telling? I want to bust the nut so damn bad.
So what you say, well, yeah. Vince, is that you started out.
I want to go in and get my damn bullet.
Vince in the Bay started out with a black Russian, then he came a few times and ended up with a white Russian.
Yeah.
That's dirty. That's dirty, Vince.
And guess the good thing about it, he has two mixed females on the line, so it's all good.
Anyway.
It's all good.
Wow. It is all good.
Yeah. So next we just need an Indian
good.
Russian.
Yeah.
Puerto Rican Russian.
Yeah.
Mexican Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
French.
I love it.
I think I know that one.
That's right. Hey, folks, if you're just joining us, the party has been going on for a while. I don't know where the fuck you've been, but I've had these two sexy ladies here with me all night. I'm talking about Ruby Sexy Candy and Queen Masquerade. Check them out. They do the candy shop here on Blog Talk Radio, and they have pretty much taken over my program, which is all good with me because they're sexy as shit. Anyway, I'm Vincent the Bay. It's been a great week. It's TGIF. It's Free Ball Friday. I hope you're not wearing any underwear. And at this point, it's fucking like, who gives a shit? Why don't you just fucking take off your pants? And let's just have no pants Friday now. How about that shit? How do you like that, huh? All right, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
I'm gonna take it. Nasty, super fat, muscle.
with gun clip, bite teeth, nose bleed, hand up in the sharp piece.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Talk about, you guys got some shows on Blog Talk Radio that you want to get out there real quick?
Yeah, we do. We have a show called The Candy Shop / Masquerade Promotions, and it's kind of like Vince's show, but it's more crazy and freaky and yeah.
And we have the days where we just promote music, like Freestyle Fridays.
Yeah.
Monday, interview Mondays and stuff like that. So
yeah. Like, we could be talking about
we
like something
drift
good.
Off to
sex.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It
never fails.
What the topic is.
Yeah.
You on Twitter too as well?
Yes, we are.
Well,
yeah, give out your Twitter.
That?
Go ahead, give out your Twitter accounts.
I am Black Tinkerbell on Twitter.
And I'm Queen Masquerade on Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's Masquerade, Queen Masquerade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine is Black. Yeah, Black and then Tinkerbell.
And they both post naked pictures of themselves.
I think I have that down packed. I think mine's is not.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and
clean,
our show page, yeah, our show page on Twitter that has like the most, like a bunch of my friends, they, you know, they took some pictures for just to promote our radio show, like naked, and soon they were having sex with other females. And it's the Candy Shop, DAKANDISHOPIA on Twitter.
I didn't see that. I gotta go.
Oh, you didn't?
That.
Oh, you gotta go to the Twitter page, honey. Oh man, they getting down and dirty in that motherfucker.
Oh, I gotta go look at that.
We gotta pause a second here. I gotta pause a second and translate that for my South American friends.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad de todos. El hombre.
All right.
Adios,
Bobby.
But
I got it, right?
Look,
they got it, right?
Yeah, they got it.
All right, let's take some more calls here. Let's see. I've got somebody here. It says Mariah LaCanyo. I don't know. Mariah, you're on the air. Maria, you're on the air.
I have an anonymous message for all you flops. My other anonymous message is that these female callers are 3-cent hookers that can't even afford the dollar value meal at McDonald's.
And that's it? Okay. Studio audience, what do we think of that? Studio audience is not dealing with that at all.
I can afford you, your mama, and your grandma.
Damn.
Nigga.
That's right. Fuck you.
Yeah. Shit.
How rude.
And I don't even fucking eat at McDonald's.
I'm the manager,
hey,
bitch.
I would have said, hey, I probably would have, hey, you probably would have better believed it if you said Burger King or something. Hell.
Right.
I'd say,
Popeye, fuck yeah.
Get it right. I'm the manager of McDonald's, bitch.
Yeah,
that's
bitch,
right.
I don't eat at McDonald's.
You know
I eat at Burger King and Wendy's.
I own it.
Instead of
Nicky, own it.
Nicky D's, how about Nick Licky D's?
Yeah, look at these nuts, bitch.
That's right. Lickety.
Hey,
you can lick my big ass ovaries, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. I feel violated, man.
Hell
I feel violated.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Let me tickle your motherfucking tonsils, bitch.
I feel violated like from that collar. I feel like the collar violated my ass, and these girls are like getting me from the other side, man. I can't even.
How rude was that?
That was bad. That was bad.
You know what? It was rude, but it was funny. They can't even afford
a McDonald's meal.
Hey, I wish you could send that shit to me.
Right.
Send what? Send the copy?
Can you forward
that
message?
The audio?
Right.
Yes, can you forward that message?
Well, you can get
hey,
the archive.
Play that
get it
shit
off
on
the archive.
Our show.
Just download the archive. Download the archive.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That was
you actually
really
if you get the right software, if you download the archive, as long as you have Vince's permission, of course, you could take a little snippet out of his show and make it
yeah,
a little sound clip for your own show.
Yeah.
Hey.
Maybe I'll do it for you. I'll make a little press.
Hold on, let me go get my bullet so I can make some moaning noises and I can take that clip too.
Please do.
Let me not do that because I ran out of Duracells and I do have energizers in that bitch. So I'm waiting until I go to the store.
Yeah, you're going to end up going into convulsions again.
Let me set the mood here. Let me dim the lights. Go ahead and get you on.
You got the music going for you?
Yes. Give me a glass and give me a glass of Moscato. Yes. Roll me up a big old blunt. I just got the T-shirt on. I don't have nothing else on.
Oh, that is true. That sounds like the old school porn music, too.
Yes. Yes.
Hi,
you brought me my mail?
Get comfortable.
Just let me see how you
just
bend over.
Just
touch it right here.
Relax. Ease your mind.
Yes.
Let
oh, Mr. Postman. Yeah. I just want you to lick it right here. Yes. Right there.
Can't be a man.
Oh, don't stop. Oh, yes, don't stop.
Audience, what do you guys think?
Show your tits! 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 Show your tits!
Well, hey, at least they got one thing right.
All right, let's take more calls, shall we? Let's go. Oh, if you're just joining us, folks, the number 347-826-7667 is Free Ball Friday. I've got Ruby Sexy Candy and Queen Masquerade with me here tonight, and we're having a good old time. Thank you to the chat room. The chit chat room is really blown up. This is crazy. We got Benjamin and Solomon.
If anybody's
and
there
bitch.
For me, thank y'all for calling Lady Slugger College.
Oh, that's right. You guys
are
even.
To play with you.
You got, ladies, are you ready to hear about all the folks that are listening to your sexy voices right now?
Yes.
All right, let's see. Let's do a little roll call here. We got Benjamin Solomon, Bitch Duck, Chris X Fatal, Creme de la Creme. I got a little feedback already going on there. Dignity, Creme de la Creme, Dignity 11, Fish Tank Shitter, Gagaloo, a ton of guest listeners. Unbelievable how many guest listeners. Must be, somebody must have cross posted this on 4chan or some shit. But a ton of guest listeners. Also, Hace Soul, I'm Your Prostitute, Jay Quest,
damn.
Jay Drew, Kimmy Kun 340, Lady Slugga, One Ain't Like This. Wait, One A Night Like This. Sorry. One A Night Like This.
One A Night Like This? What kind of night can I win?
You win a night with me, actually.
Yeah, I win a night with Vince and his bong.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
My bong, right. Quote, in quotes, bong, in quotes. Right.
Could be worse.
Well, bongs.
Pirate Swoop, Queen Ministan, some bullshit. I don't know. I'm sorry. Queen Ministan. Rice Cream Senho? Is it Senho or Senjo?
Oh,
Senjo. Senjo. I want to say Senho.
Senho. Senho. Yeah, send that hoe right here.
Send her over here.
And then over here. No?
We're just going to pass her around like a dollar menu.
Right.
Pass her around like a double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
We'll
show that motherfucker who said we can't.
Yeah, we're going to share
McDonald's
her like the motherfucking
meal.
Fries.
All right, ladies, relax. We got a little bit more to go. I still haven't finished the goddamn fucking roll call.
Damn.
Here.
Oh,
goddamn
damn.
Damn.
I like halfway through with the fucking.
Hey, big ups to everybody. Hey, if y'all got the tweets from me, thank y'all for calling in. I really do appreciate it. I owe y'all some pussy.
That's right.
Yes. So when I go out and find some, I damn sure will bring her to y'all.
Wow.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy. Oh my God, I don't know what to tell you, folks. All right, finishing up the shout outs on the chat room. Lady Slugga, One Light Like This, Fan Around, Pirate Swoop, Praise Gaga, Queen, Minimum Stan, Rice Cream, The Great Satan. The Ugly Cry, Uncle Bobby, Velton, and X-O-R-E-V, X-O-R-E-V, or something like that. Big ups to everybody in the chat. This is huge. Thanks to whoever cross-posted this somewhere. It's good to see the love. Let's take a quick a moment to remind you. I got about 20 minutes left. It's plenty of time to take calls. The switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree, kind of like yours truly. Finishing up my second White Russian and moving on to the third here in a minute. If things keep rolling like this, we'll keep going in overtime. My special guests tonight, Ruby Sexy Candy and Queen Masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, the chat room is really... since the last time we told the folks about your program, the chat room has about quadrupled. So why don't you tell us really quick about your show one more time?
Go ahead, Queen. I'm fucked up.
Oh. Well, we got the candy shop / masquerade promotions, and that is with host Candy and me, Queen.
Mhm.
All right, that's all I need. I got a boner already.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, you can come to the candy shop and get whatever you need, baby. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's take calls here. I got a 111. 111, you're on the air. That's a blocked number. Go ahead. Hello, 111. You're unmuted. Okay.
Okay, I got your tongue.
Yep. Hey, I think we have another good friend of the program that's going to come on now. I think this is Nature Boy. Nature Boy, what's going on, dude?
Who are these fine women that you've got on your line? Woo!
Well,
what is your name there, baby? The Nature Boy is here.
I'll let them tell you themselves.
Woo!
Ladies,
I am Ruby Sweet Tasty Candy / Black Tinkerbell, and my best friend, my boo-boo.
Oh, yeah. I love everything that you just said, baby. It sounds sweet coming off the tip of your tongue. Woman, oh, woman, won't you marry me now? I got a diamond ring right here waiting for you.
How big is it?
Very, very big. The biggest you can find. Woo!
How many carats? No, diamonds are girls.
Yeah, and is it a platinum band? Because for me to turn straight, that motherfucker better have a big ass diamond.
For you to turn what?
Straight. Yes, straight.
Oh, so you're one of those coonsy coons, huh?
Yeah, I lick the coon.
Oh, yeah.
I lick
the
coon.
She likes the scissor kick. She loves the scissor kick.
Oh, I love watching scissor kicking.
I can't get into what I like right now on the air. I'll save my ideas of what I like for.
Oh, you're gonna save yours for the overtime.
The overtime, yeah. I think we'll. If things keep going like they are, we're gonna just keep this rolling into overtime, and I'll get to what I think later.
You get to what you think later.
Yeah, after the kids are in bed, then we'll get to that.
Okay.
Oh, he talked about that grown folk talk.
Yeah, that grown folks talk.
What y'all know about that
the
grown
candy
folk
shop talk?
Oh, suddenly the sound of candy sounds so good to me right now. Woo!
It does. What does it sound like?
Yes, it does, baby.
That's what it sounds
like. Me fired up.
I got you fired up.
About rocking and rolling one more time. It made me the oldest ride in the park, but it still got the longest line, baby.
How long does it take you to get it up?
Oh, it's up right now.
It didn't take long.
Space Mountain never goes down, baby. Whoa, it's up 24 hours a day.
So you're trying to say you got to climb on that. You got to climb on Mount Everest to get on top of that big, that time of bit time.
Oh, yeah, baby. You got to climb mighty steep to get to the great feeling. That's right, baby. I love the way you win. Say that again.
Oh, yeah,
I love it. Oh, man.
I'm
too fucked up for this. Are you kidding? This is the greatest show you ever did.
Woo!
Go ahead, lady. Spin around and show the world your beauty. Woo! I got a glass of Dom Perignon right here. Woo! I've got the rose petals ready. Which one of you fine ladies
both of us? You can't have one without the other.
I can take you. Yeah, I can take the two of you, the three of you, the four of you. How many of them are you? I'll take you all.
He took them all.
I got room for miles around, baby. Listen to me, you plug your ears up right now. You're not allowed to listen to
me. Hey,
that's
enough. Say
that's,
about
that's enough. That's enough. Rick Flair, I let you play with the ladies long enough. You get to wet your noodle a little bit. Let's give everybody
done.
Else
hey,
seat.
Three more wooms. He would have nutted.
I think he nutted a couple of times there. I think he was trying to get up one more. All right, let's take another call here. Let's take we got a block number here. 111. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hello.
Oh, it finally worked. Hi. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, girls, do you know about felching?
Who?
Felching.
Felching.
No.
Felching. Yes, I've heard of felching.
What is it?
What about it?
It's like you take semen and like you suck it out a girl's like vagina.
Hold on. It's the what kind of semen?
Semen inside a vagina, and you like suck it out.
Oh hell, I didn't suck plenty of vaginas.
I didn't know
there
was a name for that.
I know, I didn't. You did. Damn it.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a name for that. Mm. Wow.
Yeah, if she skeets it run like water, that's real good because that quenches my thirst.
You mean men's nuts?
Hold on. Please
go. Question. Do you guys have like any humility or respect for yourselves at all?
I have plenty of respect for myself. Anything else?
Why are you belittling yourself on the show? You're setting back women 40 years.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. Snap
yes.
The reality.
Yes.
You just asked us the question, and then we humiliate
ourselves. Okay.
Let's take another call, baby. Let's
no.
take another call.
Hell, you can let her on, hell, because I was having fun with that. Shit.
Yeah, that was
It
that
ain't
was
nothing.
Okay.
Hey, baby,
well,
it's all about the ratings.
Anywhere.
As long
she's
as you don't know
anywhere.
Me, I don't know you. You just know my Facebook page and my Twitter. It's all good.
Let's take another block caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Vince is Lee Satterall. What's up?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait,
he got Wanda
who is that?
Who are you? It's
Satterall. All right. Yeah. What's up, dude? What's on your
mind? Listen. Hey, Vince, I want to try the Verizon with these ladies.
What?
That's when the Verizon. That's when I come in your ears and I say, "Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?"
I like that. I like that.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
That was some good shit.
Yes.
I like
oh
that.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
You know, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to steal that. I'm gonna have to steal that.
Good. That was a good one.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to steal that.
Tell Vince he owes me. He's off the hook because of me. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Satterall.
Vince, you off the hook because of him. Yeah.
That's right. Thank you. And because of you, ladies. It's all because of you, ladies. We're getting all this love tonight because I have some sexy women on.
I know it. I know it. Hell yeah. Belittling ourselves, sucking cum out of pussy and... Getting by a Verizon in our ears.
You.
Can you hear me now? And hey, I love this shit. Keep it coming.
Can you hear me?
Hey,
hell
what,
yeah, because I can take whatever you dish out, baby.
Hey, I think Benjamin Solomon has a question. Let me bring Benjamin Solomon back here. Benjamin Solomon, what's the truth of the matter now?
Everything is the truth of the matter. But anyway, first of all, I wonder where Goofy Bone is. But I'd like to challenge One Angry Jew to a debate on the Black Conservative show. You know, the very show that One Angry Jew failed miserably in trying to take down.
Do you have an erect penis? Is your penis erect? You've been on the line for the last, like,
does the angry Jew don't like? Does he not like black people or something?
Oh, is your penis racist?
Is it?
What the heck?
Is your penis racist? Benjamin Solomon, is the reason why you're not getting a boner for these girls tonight because your cock is racist?
I shall not even answer that.
Oh, you don't want to answer, huh? Hmm.
Why not?
Are you
why
racist?
Not?
What?
No.
Wow. That's
there's a whole movement out on Blog Talk Radio.
Are you serious? So you're exploding yourself. Your
can
cock.
Am I muted?
You have a racist cock is what you're saying. Like your libido only likes a certain type of nationality, race, or is that what you're
saying?
Well,
hell, I got 7 nationalities in me, so it is what it is. Which one you want?
I have 4.
Damn, he got quiet.
I guess nothing, huh?
He suddenly lost interest in the conversation.
Fuck that shit, huh?
Oh, shit.
Can you hear me now?
Winning.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
It is what it is, and that's real talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Straight
thank
up.
Thank you all for tuning in.
Hey, did we have a 574 on the line?
He was on there
no,
earlier.
574. No, they're gone.
Oh,
yeah, they hung up there.
Nope. All right, we do have Fish Tank Shitter with us. Fish Tank, what's on your mind right now, bro? Fish Tank Shitter, you're on the air. Are you still there, dude?
Yeah, dude. Sorry, I had my microphone muted, so I didn't interrupt if I didn't have to. But, no, I was just sitting back here having a ball listening to all this, man. Holy hell. What have you got going on, man?
Well, you know what it all started from? It all started from Ruby Sexy Candy sending me one Twitter tweet. She said, I'm invading your show tonight, and I'm going to bring some people.
Oh,
and this
man.
Is what happened.
Did she ever? There's 116 users in your chat room, Vince.
Yeah,
hey.
Well, that's all her fault.
Well, I mean, since they're all listening, man, do you mind if I throw a plug out for my show?
All right, real quick. Go ahead.
Cool. I am FRD Radio. You can hit it on blogtalkradio.com/fatreddragon, or you can get me on Twitter at fatreddragon.
All right, there it is.
Fat Red
Dragon.
I think we're gonna have to come and invade his show too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, dude. If she sends you a tweet, saying she's gonna come invade your show and bring in some people, beware.
Yeah, I think. Oh man, no, we just no, it's still Follow Friday. Come on, give me an FF, girls. Come on.
Technically, the West Coast it is Follow
Friday. I know
Friday.
What's the FF.
Correct, sir. But FF, you know, when you put hashtag FF and you put a bunch of people's Twitter names on there so you can follow Friday.
Oh, shout
people.
Out to Team Rockstar Chicks.
Oh, shout out to whoever, hell, because I don't do that.
Shout out to
hey, shout out.
Candy Shop.
Yeah, shout out to Candy Shop. Shout out to the whole Blog Talk Nation. And I, and
no,
hey,
girl,
does the Angry Jew have a show?
No, he doesn't. He did, but they took it away from him.
They took it away from him?
He was too damn angry.
Yeah, like, are you so fucking pissed, dude? Chill out. Go away.
And then, I mean, if he's not even really a Jew, what the fuck is he angry for?
Because he's fucking a bored troll. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know what to
shit.
Tell you. He's here. He's just listening. He's hibernating.
He's hibernating?
Oh, Rich. All right, let's
damn.
Take another call before we got about 4 minutes to go live, so let's take another call while we can.
Yeah, hey, if y'all want to listen in on this conversation, y'all have to call into his direct line because y'all will not be on the chat.
Yeah, if you want to listen to us, we're going to go into overtime. I have a lot of people on the switchboard, and we're going to go into overtime. If you guys want to join us, the time to do it would be now. You don't have to talk on the air. But if you want to continue to listen beyond the next 3 minutes, you better call in. It's 347-826-7667. We're going to go into OT here, but we're going to all go off the air live in about 3 minutes. So 3 minutes to go, but I'm going to take as many calls live as I can before we go off the air. I have an area code 718. You're on the air.
I'm back.
You're back. Who's you?
Sorry to offend before. But
oh, that's the one who we degraded.
Oh, yeah. Who
I was just joking, you know. Then you just pissed me off. But,
he said I was just joking, then you pissed me off.
Can you tell me the mechanics of lesbian sex?
The mechanics of lesbian sex?
Oh, I'll take this one, ladies.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So the mechanics are, basically, there's two women. One of them has a vagina and a pair of lips and a tongue. The other one and also a vagina and a pair of lips and a tongue. And usually they do the common 69 position, where one inserts tongue into vagina, the other one on the other side, tongue into vagina, stimulating the clitoris, probably at first, penetrating all at the same time until climax is achieved in both individuals. That's usually how it's broken down. That's what I've seen. It doesn't have to be done in the 69 position. I've seen it done side by side with one leg overlapping over the other, sort of straddling each other sort of at the same time, while one reaches over and touches the other at the same time, simultaneously achieving orgasm via fingers. I've also seen the scissor kick.
Hey, you know what? If God didn't want us to eat toasty, he never would have made it look like a taco.
Yeah, there's so many methods. Ridiculous.
Can I say something, please?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to my lovers because I'm polyamorous and I have multiple lovers. So I want to give.
All right, that's enough of that. You got enough. We only got a minute to go here. If you guys want to join this complicated,
we were degrading ourselves and she had a million lovers.
we've got a minute to go. I want to thank Ruby Sexy Candy and Queen Masquerade for joining me tonight. It's been a pleasure and honor to have both of you here. I hope nobody was offended by this broadcast. If you were, then why did you listen as long as you did is the question. Good times. We're going to keep going into OT. If you want to join us to listen to the rest of this broadcast, it's 347-826-7667. And big thanks to Fish Tank Shitter for calling in. Also, Benjamin Solomon, the One Angry Jew, Carl called in. Also, quick anonymous question. Why does Cult Logic freeze a mixture of its cum and dingleberries and pretend it's cookies and cream? I don't know. That's a question that cannot be answered anonymously or unanonymously. Thank you, everybody in the chat. That's amazing, the turnout. Whoever posted, cross-posted or whatever on 4chan or whatever the hell you did, do it again. That was fun. I appreciate it. Free Ball Friday, every Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, 9 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Or no, it's 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Catch me in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's it. I'm going to take a break and be back in some OT with my good friends Ruby Sexy Candy and Queen Masquerade. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Oh, yeah, you know what? It's March Madness time. I didn't even get to the March Madness, my picks and all that, my brackets. And, you know, I got lucky. I got a lot of my brackets correct. But yeah, I'm stoked on the college basketball. My team, the Tar Heels of North Carolina, were victorious, and I've had a basketball Jones all day, and I'm going to take a break here and share some basketball Jones with you. I'll be right back.
Basketball Jones, I got a basketball Jones. I'm a
You see that other thing that I downloaded?
Disorderly Conduct.
With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Thank you.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are. And tonight, the idiots are myself and Ruby Sexy Candy and Queen Masquerade. Thank you, ladies, for sticking with here with me.
Oh, man. My stomach hurt from laughing so hard.
Wasn't that hilarious? The trolls were in rare form tonight. That was great.
That damn girl. I just... Man.
She wanted to know the mechanics of lesbian.
I tried to break it down for her. I don't know.
Yes. And then she was just like, well, she has multiple partners.
Literally. Then she turned around and said she was something, so she had multiple partners. Wow.
What did she say she was, Vince?
What was her religion or nation or whatever the hell she was saying?
I don't know. She was from the world. From another, she was from the planet Crazy.
Just, oh man!
I don't know. I can't figure out people that call into to BTR late night. I don't question. I just accept. It's just like, all right, fine. You're asking about some weird shit. Okay.
See, we only had one caller. Thank God. Thank God, we only had one caller like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody else is cool. Everybody else is digging it. Except
not
for
on our show.
Benjamin Solomon was not interested in talking sexy with you ladies at all.
Oh man, he kind of, I wasn't to talk sexy to him either because he just sounded like he was just all depressed, like there wasn't no pork or something at home.
Is he still on the phone?
No.
It's
fish tank. Fish tank.
Oh, okay.
No, that's fish tank. But
yeah, like
Solomon,
he's just
still here.
Like he's not allowed to eat meat or something anymore. His wife ain't giving him no sex. And hey, it's not
a meat,
right? You think it's that bad?
Hey, man, come on. I don't care. Any man, if you have females on the phone, would you rather sit up here and look for different dudes than talk, man, this man.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even want to fucking argue anymore. You know, you brought that point up. You're right.
Come on.
Exactly. The first thing he gets on the phone and says is, where is that angry Jew? Well,
yeah,
yeah,
but
what happened to
on the other side of it, though, I mean, I don't know. I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but he does listen every night.
I mean, yeah, but we're guests, so
yeah.
I mean
I don't think Vince. I mean, Vince, how many times have you had 170 people in your chat room?
Damn, Vince, you had that many?
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a long time. That, you know what I think happened? Well, I don't know. Ruby Sexy Candy said she put the word out, so I believe her. I don't know where she put the word
out.
Hell
yeah, I posted
exactly.
It up in my chat, because in my group page, I have like 190 women off in there, and then I posted up into another chat, and then a friend of mine, he posted it, and then this other blog talk show, he posted it on Twitter, and that's all I did, was just post it one time on Twitter, and everybody else just reposted it.
It's like the perfect storm of advertising.
Yeah, they just love them some meat.
Sometimes it just gets on the right message board and you luck out. I bet you it somehow made its way to 4chan, though. I blame 4chan. Whenever numbers explode like that, I always think of 4chan. There's a lot of guest listeners. They're all gone now, but yeah, there was a lot of people in there.
I still see 5 in the chat right now, man.
Oh, they're still
damn, they're still on there like us. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Just set it and forget it. I don't know.
Yeah. So they could have just talked amongst themselves.
You ladies were a hit, no doubt about it. That was awesome. That was a great show. That's probably the funnest show I've had in a long, long time.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Because when I get on your show, I don't really even talk about, you know, sex and all that other stuff. We just shoot the shit.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
We don't. Me and him, we don't. We, you know, we'll flirt back and forth, but that'll be it because I don't even really too much say anything. He'll just say something, and I'll just start laughing, and hey, I came, and hey. I said I was taking over shit. I'm fucked up, too, and I'm pissed off, too, because my wallet got stolen. Yeah, I don't care.
785 is the area code to Topeka, Kansas.
Topeka, Kansas.
What the
I'm
hell?
I'm thinking of that quote, that I played earlier from Black Dynamite.
What the hell is that Topeka, Kansas at?
That's where all them Kansasians live.
That's like a part where I wouldn't even want to go. The black side of me anyway.
Wow, I hope you tweet my show.
Winning!
Winning! We got Tyler Shane on.
Have you guys... Wait, oh, you know what? I think I should play this for Queen Masquerade. I don't think you've heard this. My Charlie Sheen mix that I made. This is like when he first did his first crazy interview. I did a little remix of his quotes just from that interview.
Just think day one, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, this is my little remix. Check it out.
TBR Street Gang, this is Almighty Almighty. I copy, over. Quit hiding. It's embarrassing, dude. Next subject. Here's your first P-test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? The goddesses? We're not live, are we? The Bible grippers. Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Never has. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? I don't know. Winning? Anyone? We're not live, are we? I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second. Sorry, man. Didn't make the rules. Oops. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning. Bull. S-H-I-T. Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye-bye. Is guys like you and I and Nails. And all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life. No way, those guys, damn. If he chooses to do so, he will stop your heart and he will behead you. That's what we do. There's not much you can say other than genius. My motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family. And they will come at you in all forms and shapes. And therefore, there's nothing in the middle. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And it's just not an option. So, you know, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity and tremendous peace. Because you have absolute and total resolve about your decisions. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. And people say, oh, you know, you're going to work through your resentments. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack. And they're going to fuel the battle cry of my deadly and dangerous secret and silent soldiers, because they're all around you. Anyway, thought you were just messing with one dude. Sorry. Winning. Nice try, fellas. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning, you know? Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy. Do the math. I'm done. I'm done. It's on. Bring it. As I say, I ain't hiding. I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war. Winning.
well, damn.
Right.
Now I see why they gave him a drug test.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Only you can't call in now because we're in the OT. So, it's too late. But it's still Vince in the Bay with Ruby Sexy Candy and Queen Masquerade. And we still have Benjamin Solomon listening. He's, maybe he's jerking off in the corner. He's being all quiet.
Damn.
Fish Tank Shooter. Fish Tank Shooter's still here, too.
Am I muted?
Fish Tank.
What's up, man?
Am I muted?
Oh, hey. Hey, Benjamin Solomon, what's the truth of the matter?
Everything is the truth of the matter. Well, I guess Goofy Bone did not come around.
Now, Goofy
what
Bone
the hell
was...
are you always looking for another man for?
Nah, I'm looking for people to
that's
smash.
What I'm saying.
I'm looking
that's,
for people
I know,
to
right?
smash.
Oh, okay.
He's looking for people to what?
He's always looking for Goofy Bone and One Angry Jew on my show because he likes to argue with those guys.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Oh, what do you want to argue about? I'm a good debater. What do you want to argue about?
He's the masturbator, dude.
9/11. He likes to make fun of the One Angry Jew because he thinks 9/11 was an inside job.
Yep. Mm-hmm. One Angry Jew is a loser, anyways.
Well, hey.
He's got a kid.
Obama that's because hey, I voted for him. He told us to vote for him, and he would lower gas prices. It's been 3 years. When is he going to lower gas prices? I did my part.
Shit, gas prices is the least of the matter, though.
Hell yeah, you go to the damn gas pumps, and hell, you see the damn gas pumps, you're just looking at your kids and telling them, hey, your college funds is too fucked.
Yeah, not to mention, I'm here in California. We just got hit by the first wave of radiation from Japan. What's the government doing to protect us from that?
What can they do?
Really much, it's nothing you really can do.
I'll tell you what
radiation.
They can do. I'll tell you what they can do. Put a force field around America.
Well, yeah.
Hello.
I've been waiting for Obama to flip the switch on that motherfucker.
Hello. Build a time machine, and put us all back in time before there was radiation. How about that?
That was like in 1840.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, let's all. Hey, you know what? There's radiation here, kids. Let's all get in the time machine, go back 200 years. Let's bring all our iPads and shit with us though first. Let's pack all that shit up and bring it
right,
with us so we can have
right.
it.
What the hell is that when you get back there?
Yeah, they're not going to have that shit. But we got to go somewhere where they at least have they have like electrical power that we can tie into.
Yeah, go to like 1930 and then bring some cell towers with you, man.
Yeah, 1930, we'll be fine. We'll have all of us will have plenty of time to live our lives out. In fact, we'll
hell yeah. But I just want to be the one that discovered Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah. All.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know what?
If we go
back in time, we can just bang up the Earth even earlier.
The 1800s.
Well,
no, I don't think I want to go back that far.
Yeah, going back to the 1800s.
So you
they didn't have Victoria's Secret then, and I don't want to go back that far.
They didn't have nothing then.
They didn't have that back then.
Oh, yeah, I think we have Uncle Bob with us. That's who's lurking in the dark. There, Uncle Bobby, dude.
856.
Why don't you just come on and hang out with the rest of us, Uncle Bobby? What's up?
You're a fucking pussy. I've been trying to fucking get on the phone for a goddamn 20 minutes.
Well, damn.
Fine. Well, like, all you have to do is press one, dude. You press one, you raise your hand.
Dude, my hand wasn't up.
No,
my
your
hand
hand's
was
not
on.
Up, dude. No, all right, the entire
bye.
Time it's not been up.
Now my apologize.
Bad. My bad. I apologize. I'm drunk. I told the dude, I know he's not like, you know, he's just hanging out with you or whatever, fish tank, I told him to tell you that I wanted to talk to you. I thought my hand was up, though. My bad. I'm so mad. I'm like screaming in the chat room.
I was just waiting for the right time, dude. I had an intro worked up and everything.
Waiting for the right time. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I told him I wanted to talk to the Nubian princesses.
Oh, yeah, they're here.
Weird.
Hey, girls.
Hey.
All right. So, I'll tell you what. Uncle Bobby, since you had to wait so long and you were so frustrated, I'll give you some one-on-one time with the ladies here. Let me turn down the lights, set the mood.
Okay.
Here.
Turn down the
lights.
Turn on the candles.
Honey, you need to go
in your room because I'm about to talk dirty, but it's just for radio. It's okay.
Yeah. It's all for rating.
All right.
Go ahead. Have at the ladies, bro. I'm gonna refresh my cocktail.
It's fine because I gotta talk smooth. So smooth is not loud. It's okay. All right. Hold on. I'm talking about a lady. I gotta smooth her over. All right. Hold on. I'm getting yelled at. All right. I'm trying to talk smooth here. I can't be smooth while I'm lazy on it. All right. So, hey girls, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
How many we got? We got two girls,
uh-huh.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Both Nubian princesses?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah, girls. I'm a white guy with 5 inches of love ready for you.
And that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. And let me tell you something what I would do with that 5 inches of love, girls. I would take it in you and hump you like a chihuahua humps a German shepherd.
Oh, see, I had to see your ass.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to see your ass.
Can you even get up there?
I know.
Keep playing the music, Vince. Keep playing the music, girl. It'd be the best 5 seconds of your life. What happened? I was getting into it. Where'd the music go?
Hold on.
I'll
get you a little.
I would sue your ass for borrowed time.
You like a chihuahua, your husband, German Shepherd.
I think I turned Vince off.
I lost my boner. My boner's gone.
Now, that's doggy style for real.
For real. Sorry, man.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Now, he lost me at 5 inches.
You'll have to be sorry.
Honestly, for real, it's 7. And for a white guy, that's apparently, I looked online, that's above average.
I don't know what the fuck the size is supposed to be.
That's cool.
Seven's above average. Listen, you know how big is? Let me tell you something. You know, have you been with any white guys?
Nope.
Never been with a white guy.
Not yet. She's waiting
no.
for me. She's
I've only been my whole life. I've only been with two guys one time.
And believe me, size isn't everything because Ron Jeremy is bigger than I am, and that dude is in porno and he's hideous. So
the problem is I just don't like things
idiot.
Inside of me. That's the problem.
What happened?
He's a rich famous idiot.
Yes, I just don't like things inside of me.
You're a lesbian. Is that what it is? I heard
mm-hmm.
a little bit of that. I heard. Mm-hmm. A lesbian. No bi at all.
No.
Oh,
I lost my boner too.
God.
I mean, lesbians are hot until they realize and listen to tell men about the definition of lesbian, and it's really, you got to be bi.
Oh, hell, I don't tell them the definition. I just say, shit, I do them just like you do them.
If you just like women, it ain't really turning me on. Because honestly, when I look at porn, I don't like women on women. I like two chicks with a guy, though. That's cool.
I don't mind eating the girl's cooch while she's sucking your dick as long as you don't touch me. We're good.
You don't like nothing in it, though. You don't like nothing. So
no.
Could I be involved if I didn't put it in you? Could I
yeah,
be involved?
Yeah, you can be involved. Yeah, she can suck your dick. You can fuck her and all that other shit as long
Listen,
as you don't
girl,
touch me.
Listen, girl, because I can eat a pussy like a lesbian. I can do it. I promise you. I promise you.
I eat that shit like it was the Last Supper. What you talking about?
Promise you. Because my 7-inch cock, I have to compensate. You understand what compensate means? I have to make
up
for it.
Yeah, you got
to make up. Make up for that 3 inches that are missing. Because most women,
especially
black women.
She said make up, but you know what? Hey, it is what it is. I'm sorry, but me personally, I wouldn't want it that damn big. That's ruining it for somebody else.
Because you're a lesbian, and how many times have you had a dick in you? How many
times?
Well,
I'm not, and I would be fine with that too.
What? Are you a lesbian or a bisexual?
No, she's not.
No, I'm.
You're bisexual.
I'm not lesbian. Yeah.
Bi? You go both ways. Okay, so put the music back on. Let me talk to her.
Wow.
I need theme music, bitch. You're not helping me out, bro. You're killing me. Oh, there. So, what's your name, girl?
Queen.
Queen? Queen,
yes.
I want to be your king, girl. What's up? And we can have a jester. It's all right. We can have a jester. It's okay. She'll make us laugh. She'll make us cry. And she'll give us a good time. You know what I'm saying?
I think.
So you've had those. So let me tell you. What's the minimum? Minimum size for me?
2 inches.
Size?
2 inches?
Get the fuck out of here. Minimum. Seven?
Well, I just make the minimum, girl, so I'll rock your world.
Funny. Wow.
That's all right, though. You know what? I don't care. That's all right. Vince, you need to come give me the pole.
Oh, she wants... No, wait a second.
She wants me, bro. She wants Vince in the Bay. She's not interested in Uncle Bobby at all.
That's fine, because Uncle Bobby, if she looked at my profile picture, she realized that I'm hideous.
No, if you looked at my profile picture, baby.
What is it? I'll look it up while Vince kicks game to the one that doesn't want pole except for Vince in the Bay. People think I don't pay attention. This is the one that is a lesbian just said, I want Vince in the Bay's pole. So
you were just talking to me. I just said, go look at my profile picture.
Wait, wait, wait.
You're not paying attention.
I'm trying to pay
attention. She's hot.
Yeah, but
who's the lesbian?
Trust me. Wow, big ups to Uncle Bobby.
They're both lesbians. Uncle Bobby is just
catching
up. No, one's
fine because she said she likes to talk, too.
No, she did not say that. When did she say that?
I just asked her.
She said she was a lesbian, too.
No. Bi is like, I like dick and I like pussy.
No, she did not say that.
She did say that.
No, she
did say
Vince,
that.
Hey, you guys, she did not say that.
Uncle
yes,
Bobby,
she did. That's why I cut you
Uncle
off.
Bobby
I
can put
in
words in there.
Let me quit messing with you.
Day.
What happened,
Bobby? I know what you really want to put in their mouth, Uncle Bobby, but
dude, I will put anything in their mouth they want.
It's
not the point. I put her pussy in her mouth, but it's not doing me any good. But, I mean, I'd watch. I mean, that's okay, too. I'd watch.
I know, I like to do that too. I like to watch too.
Yeah, I could be a voyeur, I think. I've never done it, but I think I could. Could you be a voyeur, Vince? You know that, you know, looking at it, could you just look at it without
around,
wanting to
no.
Huh?
No, not if you were involved. No, I not watch you doing
anything. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Could you watch
I'm not gonna
watch
you
watch
do anything.
Could you watch could you watch two chicks doing it? Could you watch them two doing it without wanting to participate?
Oh, of course.
I have, I watched two guys do it too.
Of course, I'd want to play with them, but if
fine, but don't bring me in. Don't leave your obsession with me.
Could you shut up for a second? Could you shut up for a second? Fine. I would love to do both of them, and I'd be just as happy to sit on the side and pleasure myself as they're pleasuring each other. I can go either way. I know that they both don't necessarily swing my way, so it's all good. But I can appreciate I can appreciate what they got going on over there.
I think either way, everybody kicks a goal.
Right.
Yep.
I guess it does. I don't know, man.
Hold on, we're missing. Hold on, we have a gay, we have a lesbian, a bisexual. We just need a straight woman on here now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys were supposed to be the hookup on the girl, so.
Yeah. What happened with the third one?
Shit. Hey, everybody ain't in our circle.
The straight one said, no, about that.
Yeah. Shit, everybody's at the club right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Friday night, huh?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I missed St. Patty's Day. I had to celebrate today. I forgot.
You forgot?
I forgot. I'm only half Irish. You know what I mean? That's what happens.
You're only half retarded.
Exactly. Half Irish and half retarded. That's right, Ben.
Damn.
Why do you hate me so much, buddy? Well, you know, I know you didn't want to pick up. I know you know you're 5'6 as me. Why do you hate me so much,
buddy? No, I didn't.
Buddy?
Actually, I didn't. I didn't. I just thought you were somebody that was listening. Until I looked in the chat and you were saying that shit. And then I was like, oh, there he is.
Mm-hmm.
No, let me tell you something. Either way, even if you didn't pick up, great show. It was blowing up. I got on here, and you God damn it, it was it. Like, I thought yesterday, because yesterday was good, too, and these girls were not on yesterday. Is that not right?
Right.
That's right. That yesterday was blowing up. I mean, that was the biggest show I ever saw you do. You know, my personal experience, you've been on here longer than me. But that's the biggest show I ever saw you do until tonight. And tonight was, like, outrageous.
It was outrageous.
I was doing a show, and I missed some of it. But, I mean, when I got on, it was just, like, going crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what...
I should have got in the damn chat room, too.
I can't believe you weren't on it, girl. I'd have been like, hey!
I know it. I probably would have been running all them damn females out. Let me see what you got on, motherfuckers.
It was,
yeah,
it was rolling so
me.
Fast, though, you couldn't tell what the hell anybody was saying.
Oh.
Well, was it that crowded?
Yeah, very crowded. I couldn't even read it all. Honestly, I swear to God, I couldn't read it all. And, like, Ghost was like that, but honestly, like, and I don't know what's going on, but between you, Ghost, and you, Vince, and then tonight, Bet beat both of them two shows. I saw Ghost yesterday, you know, he's earlier than you, he's like evening, and he was going, it was nuts in there. And then you were nuts in there last night, and then tonight it was even worse. Like, it was probably both them shows put together. It was great. Good times.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. The half-breed did a good job.
Yes.
Half-breed? What else you got?
Well, that's all of us. That's all the part
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, that's us.
A mixture of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mutt. I'll be honest with you.
Come on, Queen. You need to come over here and let me put a little something in you. Put a little more coke in you.
You're talking about your girl?
Yeah.
Sorry. I got excited for a second.
Yeah, she wasn't talking about you, Uncle Bobby.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she that's why she just said queen.
Oh, shit.
That's all right.
So where
I
are y'all
because,
from?
Ooh,
yeah.
Dead silence.
Go ahead, Vin. Well, I'm waiting for you to say. Where are you from?
I'm from Texas, but I'm in Oklahoma right now.
I'm from Milwaukee.
I'm from New Jersey. Go ahead.
I'm even further up north. I'm in Maine.
In Maine?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Vince is from L.A.?
No.
L.A., Vince?
Vince in the Bay, man, in San Francisco.
No, he's not in San Francisco. He's in California.
California?
Yeah,
he's in California,
yeah.
But I don't know the...
I'm in San Francisco, California.
San Francisco, California?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
Oh, I said L.A. That's Hollywood, right?
That's not
okay.
What you told me earlier. The Bay or something? Shit.
The Bay? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, duh.
You know what? There's a bay everywhere, though, ain't there? There a bay everywhere.
Damn. I need to quit smoking.
Something.
I ran out, girl. You got some? Mail me some.
Yeah, I got some.
Damn, Bobby, that's weak as shit, dude. You get on an internet radio show and ask a girl to mail you some weed.
I got a girl. Like,
hey,
I
you know what?
Door.
Hey, it's all good. I'll mail you some, but without a return address on that bitch.
I don't want your address, girl. I ain't no stalker. I got a girl.
No,
home.
I know. I'm saying, if they check the envelope, my address will not be on there.
I think they could still do that, though, because people do that shit in mail all the time. They get you. Don't send me no mail. Don't send me no weed. People used to put that shit in peanut butter and still get caught. Seal it up and everything.
Do not mail list.
Yeah. They sealed it up and everything. Still got caught.
Wow.
Yeah. Just grow it. I'll grow it. We'll all be all right. It's okay.
I
can handle it.
How about that? You grow
it. Yeah, you know what I mean? It just needs to get a little warmer, and I'll be fine. I got plenty of seeds.
You put it in your basement or somewhere.
That's the problem. I'm in an apartment. I got nowhere to grow it. I'm going to have to go in the woods and like a ninja.
Just go buy some pots.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to grow that shit? You know?
Put it in the closet and get one of them big-ass lamp shade lights.
I ain't got no basement. I ain't got no basement.
I say closet.
You got a closet.
Yeah, but I got three kids. What closet I'm going to go where three kids aren't going? The oldest is 12.
In your room.
Well, you need to tell them this is daddy's private. This is daddy's private closet.
And stay your ass out, no?
Yeah.
Nah, man. You said you got a 12-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he'll be growing
weed, dude.
He gonna be in there trying to pick up the plant.
He's
gonna be in there picking up the plant.
That little motherfucker, he's a badass too. He's got ADHD. I think if we smoke some weed, he'd be all right.
Oh gosh, no.
Hey, that's the same
Don't
thing I said about my 2-year-old.
Yeah.
You always picking on him though. Leave him alone.
Hey, no, he need to leave me alone. But you know, we're not going to talk about him because like, every time we mention his name or something about him, he always ends
up
waking
up.
Oh, man. Nah. We're just going to leave that little angel alone while he sleeps.
Queen Masquerade. Chris, Queen Masquerade.
Huh?
I'm following you on Twitter now.
Are you?
But your picture on there is so goddamn small, I can't tell what you look like. You're wearing something yellow. I can tell that.
Yeah, give us a site where we can look at your picture.
Yeah,
I got plenty of pictures on Facebook. I'm still learning Twitter, so that's why.
Facebook.com/what?
Ruby, sexy candy. Oh.
I'm already on that. I want Queen Masquerade. It's Facebook.
Sexy.
On Facebook it's Queen Masquerade promo.
Promo?
Queen of Masquerade promo.
Them long ass damn name.
I know.
It's Queen of Space Masquerade Promo. PROMO.
I mean, really, if it's your own Facebook, I should just be able to Google it and you'd be on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm on there. I got 2 pages actually on there, so. But
it should come
on
Facebook.
Pages.
On
Facebook.
You got videos? You got videos?
No videos.
Dang you. What are you after, a rapper? Crimson Glory.
I'm a promoter.
They said a rapper.
Well, because all these videos came out.
Okay, well, Queen, and on Facebook, it's Queen of Spell Masquerade.
Masquerade.
And then promo?
Promo, PROMO.
Can we get you to shorten just one of them names?
They both long. There's no use of trying to give them the other one because that name long, too. They would never figure out that one either because my name
Queen of Masquerade Promo. It says does not exist.
queen.
I got a flyer as my profile picture, so if that's what you see, then that's what it is.
Yeah, I searched for Queen of Masquerade, and it doesn't give me anything.
Queen, post something on my wall.
I don't think there's any of in it. I think it's just Queen Masquerade, right?
Yeah, you have two
friends. No, it's Q-U-E-E-N of O-F.
What?
All that together. Q-U-E-E-N-O-F.
Oh, okay. O-F.
Then space it, then space bar it, and then M-A-S-Q-U-R-A-D-E-P-R-O-M-O.
Why the fuck does it have to be so hard?
Q-U-R. I got Q-U-R. That's as far as I got.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wow, that's so hard to find it. Because you would think if you just searched Queen of Masquerade.
Yeah, you would think.
Coming up, it's because you attach Queen to of. You're connecting those two words that make it, like, unsearchable. Did you do that on purpose?
My page is kind of private, so I had a couple people on my page on
all right,
playing
poke
games.
You too.
I got Masquer. What else is it?
I just
Masquerade.
A-B-E?
A-B-E. B is a dog.
Oh, D. My bad.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog.
All right, then.
I got no results.
Because you're a loser.
It's because
well,
you're a redneck,
yourself,
Bobby.
Scumbag.
You can't run a computer.
What the fuck do you know?
Oh, gosh. Look up Q-U-I-A-N-A.
Hold on. Calm down. Everybody relax.
Just go wherever
Vince
is at.
We're going to relax. We're going to calm
and
down.
Vince Pounder.
Flipping up.
I'm on Candy's friends list. You'll probably be easier.
Oh, no, they can't
find
it because my friends
list
is private.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the off's problem, private. Why are you talking shit on the radio, but you're private? Why don't you just open it?
Just my friends list is private because if I wanted people to know who my friends are, then I would tell them who my fucking friends are.
But I'm saying you're
saying it on
the radio.
I don't want people to know who my friends are. I don't want them to have the same damn friends as mine. And my friends are VIP members.
I didn't know you could do that, that's all. That's
yeah,
all.
You could do that. That's how you just
loser.
Set your friends list private.
I,
and that's
see,
the only thing that's the only thing that's private about me is my friends list. Everything else shit, not even my pictures are private, honey.
Fitz called me a loser, I heard him. Everybody dogging my ass.
Quit being such a dipshit.
Wow.
I think I am
going to
set my pictures private.
Who's the dude on there? Who's the dude on here? What's your name?
I hope Uncle Bobby understands.
My name
is
Fish.
Can you look it up
through
email?
Is that the fish dude?
Yeah, Fish Tank Shitter / Fat Red Dragon.
Yeah.
It's Fat Red Dragon. You've been on my show. Why didn't you give me a prop? I don't want to trouble
did.
You.
I was trying to wait for the right time to tell Vince that you were trying to get on.
I'm saying you just called me all kinds of names.
Damn. Yeah.
I know, we boys. I thought I was just fucking playing.
I don't know, man. They got me confused. I'm trying to get these chicks on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll be
though.
Easier
keep
for
trying.
You to find. It's R-U-B-I-S-E-X-I-K-A-N-D-I.
I'm illiterate. I don't know what you just said to me.
Well, you know what? If you just
room.
Hey, if
can't
you're
you
in Vince's group, if you're on Blog Talkers, if you're in his group, hey, I'm right there because I posted something in there.
Listen, I'm on Vince. I'm not on his Facebook, but I'm on Vince DeBay's Twitter and his Blog Talk. I don't know if that helps.
Well,
can't you
Twitter,
I'm
look
Black
up
Tinkerbell.
Email?
Huh?
Can't you put in the email and it shouldn't that pull it up?
She posts. She doesn't post. She posts all the nasty pictures on Twitter anyway, dude.
Not
Twitter.
All of them.
Put
only for the
Twitter
candy shop, they're nasty, but not to Black Tinkerbell, they're not nasty.
Yeah, that's the one you want to follow. Candy shop.
Oh, and I was nominated. I was nominated for Shorty Awards on Twitter.
For Boner Award?
Shorty Awards.
Come on.
You should give out Boner Awards. They're just big gold dildos. I'm going to come up with my own Boner Awards.
Under Dre L. Smith Senior? Who the hell is that?
It's time for the 56th annual Boners. Instead of the Oscars.
You ugly when you think Facebook is not Facebook, but Booty Book or Boo Book. And you upload pics of booty and boobs rather than your face.
Seriously, it's two letters away from being fuck book. You just replace the
Yeah,
A,
that's what
E,
I always call it anyway, fuck book. Shit. Hell, Facebook has turned out to be just like eHarmony and Match.com.
Dude, I actually, when Facebook, when I first started getting into Facebook, I did fuck a couple of people.
Man,
I swear
I'm
to God.
I haven't had sex yet.
It gets
with
you in touch with people that, you know, like kind of like the old high school, the chick in high school you never got a chance to hook up with. And you meet her on Facebook and you just like joke about how, oh, I used to have a little crush on you in high school. I never told you. Oh, really? You didn't? Oh, well, we should go get drinks. And you just end up fucking. It's great.
Wow. That's how it happens.
I think I can top that. Let me try.
Yeah, like, go for it.
No, I can't, dude. That's pretty fucked up.
What?
No, I think that Vince was talking about. I don't think I can even top it.
I missed it. I had you on mute. I had to piss.
That's why I call it a fuck book.
Oh, boy. Excuse me.
I know it. Hell yeah. That's what it should be called, fuck book.
It should be called 3 a.m. book.
Hell, shit, last night I posted on Twitter, shit, I was up, I said the only thing that's open at 4 a.m. is a chick's legs.
Yeah. Ew.
And Jack in the Box.
Yeah, they're open.
Same thing.
And Jack in the Box.
They don't have them here, and I know that.
Applebee's is open here.
No, are they not here? Not in Jersey, they're not.
Oh damn!
Yeah,
all right, kids. I think I'm gonna close up the taco stand here and get going. But thanks so much, Candy and Masquerade for coming through. And Masquerade, I'm following you on Twitter now right now, and I'm stalking you on Facebook as well.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah, I found it. You're very sneaky. You attach the of to your first name, but I got it.
Yeah.
I will be pleasuring myself to some of your pictures in just moments here.
Oh Lord.
Thank you so much for
you
joining
just
me. Of course, I'll be safe. Thanks, Uncle Bobby, for showing up late, but better late than never. And
that's right.
And Fish Tank Shitter, thank you for hanging out here through this show, the whole program as well.
You bet, man.
And
it
hey, good
nice
good job
y'all.
Hosting the good,
bye,
yeah,
girl.
Good job hosting the Cannabis Monk show today too.
Oh, thanks, man. Had a good time.
Cool, man.
Yeah,
right,
you
well,
gotta post up. Their shows be off in your off in your group page, right?
My show?
Yeah, it'd be off in Blog Talkers, right? Off in your group page on Facebook?
Oh, no, he's not on, I don't think he's on Blog Talkers. Do you know about Blog Talkers, dude?
Oh, no, I don't even know what that is.
His
on
group
Facebook,
page.
If you just go to Facebook and search for Blog Talkers, one word, Blog Talkers, it's a group page that I made up. You can join. You, all you have to do is just ask to join, and one of us will let you on. And there's something like 80 Blog Talk Radio hosts and listeners and callers that are.
You didn't invite me to, you fucking piece of shit.
Go to it right now. Facebook. It's just go to Facebook and search for Blog Talkers.
All right,
cool, man.
Let me in. All right. Don't make me feel like
just
a fucking
loser. Right,
I'll
add
feel
you
like.
Guys on right now.
What
do it right now. I'll add you right now.
All
and
right.
You can see Ruby Sexy Candy on there. She just did a post on there earlier.
Good deal, dude. I wrote it down. I'll be going there directly.
All right, dudes. I'll check you out later. Thanks for listening. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay.
Queen, if you're not going to sleep, babe, you can call me.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I call you? Can I call you?
Yeah,
too?
You can call me.
Fine.
All right, I'll call you. We'll have a threesome off the air.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, we can't leave the one that rolled with us through the whole time. I mean, you can't leave him out.
Yeah, that's kind of cold, man. I had your back the whole night.
Muted. Muted.
Oh,
I'll mute it.
He was
muted. Good night, everybody. I'm out of here. Peace.
All right.
All right, you guys.
Later.
Bye.